John Briers Ruddock. Now, this is an interesting kōrero. John's mum was Rhonda, voice of the Pacific, wonderful and beautiful singer, entertainer, who was highly regarded right around the Pacific, the wider Pacific. But after successfully securing New Zealand citizenship for himself and his three kids, John, who is from Ngāpuhi, has continued his campaign for a dedicated citizenship pathway for overseas-born Māori, and the Waitangi Tribunal recommending changes to the Citizenship Act to create a tikanga-based pathway and extend citizenship by descent for Māori to two generations. Now, John Ruddock is with us today. I've just done an introduction, so our listeners today, John, are somewhat familiar with this kaupapa. Thanks again for joining us on Radio Wātea, John. Dale Descent, appreciate you your time, and looking forward to our kōrero. Tēnā koe, John.
Tēnā koe.
Well, firstly, I know that you've gone into bat for your kids, which is understandable, and I've already paid tribute to Mum and how highly regarded she was as an entertainer who celebrated our Māori ways right across the wider Pacific, John. But it does bring into question the plight of those who are offshore having kids. They obviously have whakapapa Māori because they look like us, but their trail to get back home at times is very compromised. As an example, yeah. When you look back on your own family's journey, what were the biggest challenges you faced while fighting for citizenship for your kids? And how did these experiences shape your wider advocacy for other overseas-born Māori? Kōrero mai, John.
Yeah, so I just feel that my experience of everything I've gone through with the whole immigration and all that, and there were pathways for a lot of people, and it just broke my heart that there was nothing for Tangata Whenua, and part of me wanted to leave and give up, where I'm sure a lot of people have, and I know my mom's Wairua, she would be fighting that no matter what, so I just had to, just fight for that, you know, and I still want to do that, and, you know, because I feel like it's not a threat as far as Māori populations coming back to Aotearoa. I just feel that fulfilling the Te Tiriti is the, you know, it says that it's Tangata Whenua, will always be Tangata Whenua. And I just feel that that was my job, or that is what I'm trying to do and continue on.
Tēnā koe. I mentioned your situation. So John was born overseas, his kids likewise. So the Waitangi Tribunal is recommending changes to the Citizenship Act to create a tikanga-based pathway and extend citizenship by descent for Māori to two generations. I'm guessing there are many in similar circumstances to you, John, and whilst you've been able to find your way back home, it's increasingly difficult for others when they have to be evaluated case-by-case basis. The Waitangi Tribunal recommended this tikanga-based citizenship pathway, involving iwi and hapū, in assessing whakapapa evidence. What would success look like to you if those recommendations were adopted?
You know, that's where I'm at. I don't think I have the answer. I don't know. You know, I just feel like the conversation needs to happen. And I've said before, you know, that I think one of the biggest exports in Aotearoa are Māori. And it's going to, I think just like how I was unaware, and at least I'm creating awareness on what I've been through, but, you know, just many that I've reached out to me and said they went through the same thing were so, you know, caught off guard by it. And, you know, I just feel that there's got to be something, you know, and when I was going through that, they were like, oh, trying to provide me pathways, and it's just like, and then I got to the point where I was just like, well, you're going to deport three Maori children, you know, and it was just like, oh, you know, we don't really treat Maori any different, you know, and it was just kind of, that broke my heart a bit. And I just feel like my mom, if she was around, if she just basically told me this is wrong.
Yeah, sure. Your family's settled here now. So, you know, that was after a big fight that was necessary from you, John. It yeah. would be understandable if you closed up shop and said, oh, well, hey, I've looked after my kids. That's as much as I'm prepared to do. But you're staying in the fight to highlight the similar situations many others, if they're not facing now, will face in the future. But I see that the government is ruling out a review of the Citizenship Act. Where do you see the campaign heading next? And what message would you like to see policymakers to hear about whakapapa, belonging, and the rights of tangata whenua? Why is it that you're still fighting for change, John?
Because I think it's going to be a problem that can, it's going to happen continuously. And I just think, you know, based on my whakapapa, my background, I feel like that was my, yeah, this was my calling, I guess. I wasn't expected. It wasn't, you know, what I was trying to accomplish, but it was kind of just thrown at me and situationally. So yeah, I just, I feel that this needs to be brought up. Like I said, there's only 0.01% of the world's population are Maori. And I don't think there's going to be a huge stampede for tangata whenua to come back. So I don't really think it's much of a threat either. But so many, you know, move to Australia. They move, they, you know, they, this is the whenua, but, you know, there's not much opportunity, there's much struggle. And, you know, we leave here as immigrants to a foreign land. And, you know, we're trying to provide for our kids. We're trying to provide a better life and sacrifice, you know, being home. And like, I've lived that my whole life, and it was what my mom did. And I know that we proudly represented our culture, our iwi, our, you know, our smiling ways, our, you know, and just with that all being said, I just, it didn't sit right with me that I come back and, you know, I was unaware about it, and probably should have done more research or something. But I just remember what my mom told me, you know, I was a citizen by birth or at birth, and I've only been a New Zealand citizen. So, you know, I used to have to go through immigration every time I would go back to Hawaii, and, you know, it was those types of treatment all the way, you know. It's just like, I go back to that. I'm just like, I've never felt American ever, even though it might sound that way. I've always been an immigrant and an outsider. And, you know, I just like, thought I'd always bring my kids back, and, you know, and we can live back here. And it took a lot out of me. You know, my mom passed away. After she passed away, like, you know, I started my own life in Hawaii from the ground up. You know, at one point I was living on the beaches in Hawaii. Like, I had to, you know, just because I loved Hawaii, and I was continuing the movement, brought her body back for the tangi. And yeah, I just like, I've been through a lot, and, you know, to get my kids here, like, it was their first time they ever arrived here, so it was like a huge dream of mine. And to be able to get down here was the goal. And I wasn't able to provide the support system because I was the only person that was in Hawaii, let alone the states, even though I separate Hawaii and the states. Just so people are aware. But I Yeah, and you know, the thing is, coming here, like, my children are just flourishing, and they're surrounded with their culture, and you know, living in this, in Hawaii or in the States, like, it's unfortunate, but they, you know, they kind of want to wipe the cultures away, you know, and it's, I don't know how else to say that, but, you know, it's just, it was very hard for me to teach that to my kids when they're living a different life every day. So coming here, I mean, man, my kids are speaking Maori, they're even speaking Samoan, they're, yeah, it's just, it's been like so beautiful, and I just feel like it's the best move I ever did. It took me a lot to get that to happen and to deal with the other stuff on top of that. Yeah, that was rough, but I just, like I said, I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy. So I just feel that was my purpose to, if not just bring awareness, but hopefully to make a change.
Well, you continue to fight for the for a pathway, a dedicated pathway for Tamariki Māori, Mokopuna Māori born overseas, to be able to reconnect with their ancestral pathways. And it's worked for your whānau. There'll be many who are confronted by similar situations. So as far as establishing a blueprint, the work that you've been doing is hugely important, John. And I hope that at times you pause and reflect of the challenges you've been through. But really, it's just trying to smooth the transition for many. And my own whānau, so many of our mokopuna now are born in Australia, but they're super proud of their Māori side. And so it's important to them that they are able to connect with it. It's compounded, though, in other countries. Australia and NZ have got a fairly smooth relationship travel-wise, but not so for people who might be born in England or Kazakhstan or any other country globally. So John's family.
I couldn't even believe Keisha was going through this. You know, it was nice to have her, you know, her kaupapa come involved with the what I was fighting for. So it just hurts my, like, I'm not a whale rider, and I haven't represented like she has, and she went through it for both of her children, and I just, like, it's so astonishing that this is a problem, and I'm just glad to bring it up to the forefront, and hopefully we can have a conversation. That's what we need to do, is talk about it. And I know people, you know, don't relate to the movement, or they are offended by the movement and think that's not right. But the thing is, I went through the whole immigration and all the pathways that they do have, and there's quite easy pathways for a lot of people. And I'm just so hurt that to be Māori, it's just like, oh, we don't treat anyone different when it comes to Māori. And I'm just like, that just hurts my heart a lot. And I just knew that even though I got my kid's citizenship and maybe I should just be quiet, but nah, I cannot. My mom wouldn't let me. And that's just where I stand. And I hope we can have a conversation about it, like, really, and be real about it. And I just, that's what I feel. I'm continuously fighting, even though, you know, my kids are all set, and it's the bigger picture, and maybe it's my purpose. So I didn't realize I was taking this on, but, you know, I think the fuck up put this on me to do so. And, you know, the treaty, TPP is a unique thing for indigenous people around the world. So I just feel I'm going to honor my ancestors in what they created for our people, and remind them that it can't be forgotten, you know. And
yeah, tēnā koe. Good talking with you, John. Thanks very much. And as I say, be easy for you to sit back and say, oh, well, I've succeeded here. I've got my kids in the here and they're flourishing, as you say. But you're going to bat for others, and that shows a lot about your character. And your mum would be proud of what you're doing, man. Thanks very much, John. Look forward to another cordial down the track. All the best with what's ahead for you. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi nui.
Tēnā koe, thank you. See you. John Bryars Ruddock.